Hi guys, how are you? Happy. Familiar with my podcast? I am your host. I hope you've started the year on a very good note and you are taking very good care of yourself. But if you're not and you're going through something at the moment, that's also okay. We have our best days, we have our worst days, and we have our in-between days. But the most important thing is just to wake up, take it one day at a time, and take a deep breath. So I am so excited for 2024 because I get a chance to share some content that I've been wanting to in 2023. Just like anybody else out there, when the year started, I had grand ideas for the podcast and what it is that I was going to do, but I failed in terms of consistency. Obviously, in certain moments, life was lifing and motherhood was motherhooding. If there's anything, a word or a phrase that is like that, that's what I am going to use for this particular show. It was that. And one of the reasons I created the podcast from the beginning really was always to function from a place of authenticity. If I tell you right now, I just randomly decided to steal this moment to record something because my son is outside playing with his friends. Any minute he can come back and be like, "Mommy, my friends don't want to share my toys with me," and he's upset. That means I have to stop everything that I'm doing to give him my undivided attention. Or alternatively, he can decide he's done playing with his friends. He now wants to watch cartoons, and that has to be a thing. It has to be a priority. I have to attend to that. In the past, I used to have support. I think you'll remember with one of my episodes where I was talking about raising your child with the help of your siblings and with the help of family. Ha! That luxury I don't have anymore. So it's now really navigating continuously on this pathway, but learning new habits in terms of how I can be kind to myself as a mother who lives with her child, and it's not often easy. So it's that type of content that I want to share, and I hope to spark conversations, to challenge certain ways and certain things that we know and we're doing as mothers or as parents, but more importantly, to just really show kindness to myself and to understand that as a mom, I'm not always going to have it all figured out, and that it is actually okay. It's the first time I'm here as a mother. Even today is a new day to me. I've not been here before, right? This is a new year. And so every single day in this year will be a new thing. I think that's what we tend to forget. We tend to view the year as a new thing only at the beginning, when there's so much hype around it, when it's all about New Year's resolutions, when it's all about vision boards, when it's all about goal setting and success. That's what we focus on. And we forget that a quarter way into the new year or mid new year or towards the end of the year, everything is still new. The day is new. Experiences are new, you know? So that was just me giving you a bit of background in terms of my motivation and my aspiration for having started the podcast. But anyway, today I wanted to talk about starting the new year afresh, right? What it means to me personally, and what I love about hosting the podcast on this particular platform on Spotify is that you can engage with me. You can send me questions, but also you can reach out on social media and let me know what your thoughts are. So for me, one thing that I'm learning in my 40s is that while I can chase new dreams, while I can learn new behaviors, while I can set new goals, there are dreams that were forsaken. There are dreams that were abandoned. And more importantly, there are lessons that were learned in the past. And somewhere along the line, we tend to forget all those things. So this year, I want to say, or I want to challenge you as a mom, rather, do you have dreams that you had forsaken that you can revisit or that you would like to revisit? But also to just assure you that as you create your vision board, if you're big on vision boarding, right, or if you're big on goal setting, I would like to think everybody actually is. that you can revisit old dreams. You can revisit goals that you failed and struggled on. I know every single year that people say, this year, this is my best year. I'm going to lose weight. And it's 5 years down the line, they're still struggling with it, right? But what I love about that is the intention. That they don't lose heart and they don't forget about this intention. The intention is still there to say, listen, I know I failed, but I'm going to get on it. And so I just want to remind you that it's okay. Don't look at this particular goal or these particular goals and say, look, I failed in the past 10 years or I failed in the past 5 years. Let me just forget about it. It's not going to happen. I don't encourage that. While I know failure can be traumatizing for a lot of people and they don't want to go back there, it's actually part and parcel of our journey. Nothing is ever perfect and like a straight, narrow path. So I'll give you a perfect example. When I had my son, I was so excited. I'm new to motherhood. He's my bundle of joy. And I'm just like, listen, I want to start a mommy club where mothers can support each other, where you can ask questions, you can ask for advice, you can share tips if there are specials, because everybody's trying to stretch the rand or the dollar that they have. So obviously you're going to be bargain hunting. And that's one of the key things that I wanted this community to have. But the mother who was at the core of starting this initiative, which is called Hey Mommy, is the mom who's marginalized and comes from a very disadvantaged background, to say, what can she use now? What is within her reach that she has access to that she can capitalize on? That's, for me, the mommy that I was targeting. And so I was excited. Being a strategist, obviously the first thing I did was define what Hey Mommy is all about, define who this mom is, where does she stay, what does she do for a living, what does she not do, who is she, you know, where does she hang out, what type of friends does she have. And then I did the branding for it. I did try to promo it here and there on my Facebook account, but I never created social media accounts for it. And then that was pretty much all the effort I put into it because I had an idea. But I hadn't really been a mom long enough to fully understand the journey itself. While there was excitement and I wanted to document everything along the way, I then took a break and gave myself a chance to just really enjoy this journey, learn from it, and see what I can then take away. Because I can tell you now, had I run with it at that particular time, I wouldn't have been able to add as much value as I can now. Now that I am aware what the journey is like, now that I am aware what the journey takes away from me, what it adds into my life, what it does for my son, you know, those type of things. So I'm grateful for that. I wouldn't consider it a failure or a failed project. Rather, I would then be grateful that I had a break and that I could walk away from it at that time. Not intentionally, right? But now I can revisit it. I can now go back to it and be like, hey, this wouldn't have worked at that time, but this is what can work at this particular time. I'm more objective. I'm now able to add value. So I just wanted to encourage you to say, what goal, what dream did you put on hold? And how do you sort of like learn from that? So that for me is one of the things that I think you can do with a dream that you've had to put on hold, with a dream that you were not ready for. Maybe mentally you thought you were, but as the journey started to unfold, you start to realize, hang on, do I have the capacity? Because another thing that we don't talk much about is when you have a dream and a goal, you also need accountability, number one. So there's what we call accountability partners. And these are key people that, you know, root for you. They support you. They love you. They have your best intentions at heart and therefore can hold you accountable to what you set out to do. Number two, support can come in the form of you looking out for people who share the same interests and values and passions as yourself. And that also includes who you follow online, because sometimes the people we follow online are an authoritative voice. So the more frequently we see them, the more frequently we hear for them, the more we're bound to trust what it is that they tell us. And so with an abandoned goal, an abandoned dream, I would say don't even think that much into it, right? Just shake it off, revisit that goal, see where you have been struggling. Is it support? Is it consistency? Is it the drive? Is it the passion? Is it that it doesn't excite you anymore? Or it's not what you thought it would be. It requires more effort. And what does that effort look like on an everyday basis, on a weekly basis, or on a monthly basis? I'll tell you now, I can do gym consistently, but I feel it gets monotonous very quickly for me, and I find it very boring. Then I just think to myself, okay, why am I wasting so much of my money? I might as well walk 5 kilometers or walk 8 kilometers or do this once a week, right? I might be right, I might be wrong, I don't know, but that's what I've told myself. And so over time, I don't waste that much time and focus so much on losing weight and being stick thin, because I pretty much have been a plus size girl majority of my adult life and I'm okay with it. There's just certain aspects of my body that I would definitely love to change. And that was the reason why I would join the gym, right? But if you had to say to me, what abandoned goal or dream did you have that I can revisit? For an example, is my Hey Mummy Club, which I am revisiting at the moment as I am recording this, because it's something that I still love. I am still learning. There's so many layers to motherhood, and we're not an island in terms of the function and the blessing and the gift that God has given us to be nurturers. There are a lot of other, how do I say, complementing things that add to the experience. I might not have my brother easily accessible like I did in the past year or so. So that then challenges me to either build a new community or revisit what works. And when my brother is accessible and when he's not, can I also afford to do that and have him on call when I need him? So sometimes it's just really giving ourselves the tools that we need to make achieving our dreams and our goals a doable thing. In other words, what tools do you need to help you to revisit your goal so that you can make it a success? Is it community? Is it motivation? Is it drive? Is it support? It's all these other things that I've mentioned. And once you do that, I think you'll be in a much better place to say, hang on, I don't have to start a new year with new things every single time there's a new year. I mean, imagine, that's just a lot. However, there are dreams that I know for a fact that a lot of us have let go because we thought it's not the right time. The kids are busy, they need my attention, let me devote to that. Or my career is so taxing, it's so demanding, let me devote to that. But there will come a time where you can sit there. And again, sometimes the time doesn't come to you. You have to make a conscious decision to make room in your life to say, hang on, I think I can now make space and time for this dream that I left on hold, right? Just like how people can decide they want to go back to school in their 50s. That's an abandoned dream or goal that they had in mind that they just couldn't achieve at that particular time. But nothing stopped them from going back and revisiting it. So I think the new year is also a great opportunity to say, what can I continue with that I've always loved? How can I refine it? How can I remodel it and still do it? You don't always have to start new dreams all the single time, you know? So yeah, that's me for today. Thank you if you've come this far and you've managed to listen. I only just have one favor to ask. If you do like the podcast or you love today's episode and you want to hear more from me, please do share this particular episode. Also, share your feedback. I would love to hear from you. If you're a mummy or a parent, which part of the world are you in? I know that this is a global community. Thank you so much and take care of yourself and God bless you.